Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to the Pitcher's Trailer Chit Chat Podcast. I'm here today, and yes, I know you think I'm going to say, with yet another veteran, but yes, I am with a veteran who happens to be her first year captain, Quinn, Kingston / Spencer?
Sure, we'll go with that.
So the last time you were on here, it was Kingston. Have you officially changed your name to Spencer?
I have, yes. I was married in December, so that was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I am, I guess, officially a Spencer, but I tend to still go by Kingston. Yes.
Kingston's a way cooler name.
Yeah, I do like it. It's going to be hard to leave that one behind.
But it's worth it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Definitely.
Nice seeing you. We haven't seen each other in a while.
I know. You look great.
As do you.
Thank you.
Anything good going on?
Just very busy with the season getting started, and actually 8 of us just got back from an amazing trip to China.
Yes, China. We're going to talk a lot about China. Lots and lots about China. Did you love it?
I did love it. It was an experience of a lifetime. I had always wanted to visit that country at some point in my life, but never thought it would be, you know, this soon with such an amazing kind of agenda. So
right.
It was a great time. I'm very excited to have been.
All right, well, let's just jump right into it. Let's just talk about China because I'm so interested about it. So there's 8 of you that went,
mm-hmm.
All 6 captains.
And then 2 veterans.
2 veterans. What veterans?
Meg White and Crystal.
Crystal Thompson,
yes.
So you guys had a good group.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Very good group.
Now, did you do shows every day?
We didn't do a show every day. We had 4 shows in total throughout the 8 days that we were there. But, you know, they were all in different kind of venues, and we had to adapt to some pretty tricky situations at times. But, you know, the shows, they were great. We had the same, you know, promo set that we did, 6 numbers that we did at every show.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, tricky situations, you mean like people or venue that kind of tricky?
I think just the venue, the staging mostly. We didn't, you know, sometimes we had a very small area to work with. So instead of a full line of 8, we would do 2 lines of 4, and one group of 4 would do the first set, and then, you know, switch, and the other 4 of us would do the second.
Right.
That actually only happened once, but, you know, just being able to adapt, right, you know, on the spot and reset numbers and things like that.
Right. That can happen a lot, like with girls at competition and stuff, the size of the mat is. Sometimes, you know, when you're practicing, you have a full basketball court to practice on or
right.
a full gymnast mat to do it. When you actually go to competition, it's not always that way.
Right. You have to be flexible and be
right.
able to adapt to anything they throw at you. So.
And fortunately, you guys don't get points taken off for stepping beyond the tape.
Right.
Girls at competition do.
Yes.
So that's good, though, mm-hmm. that you guys can adapt very well. So tell me about the country. I mean, did they accept you guys? Were they welcoming?
You know, we were all very, didn't know what to expect when we were traveling.
Right, because I talked to Tracy before you went. She was very excited, a little apprehensive. She didn't know what to expect.
Right, the Patriots have never, you know, the cheerleaders have never made a trip to China, you know, thus far in their existence. So this was a new thing for all of us. And, you know, like I said, we didn't quite know what to expect, but all of us just knowing that we're entering a different country and to be, you know, accepting and tolerant of their cultural ways and,
right.
and anything that might not, you know, be what we're
norm.
Used to
right.
in America, right? So, you know, we definitely set ourselves up to be nothing but impressed. We were just really excited and accommodating. But, you know, the country itself is absolutely beautiful. We did get quite a bit of downtime and time to travel around and see,
awesome.
You know, some of the amazing tourist attractions. So,
like
you know, I guess it was our 3rd day there after still being exhausted from the travel. They are 12 hours ahead of us. And
how long was the flight? I'm sorry, I keep all these questions
I know.
Just pop up in my mind.
Well, we connected from Boston to Washington, D.C., and then direct to Beijing. And total with layovers and airport, you know, travel, driving back and forth and the flights, it was a good, like, 25-hour trip to get there. So
you guys must have been exhausted.
Needless to say, we were pretty beat when we got there. But, you know, we rested up right away, and I think we were just so excited to see everything there and just to take it all in such a short amount of time that we just hit the ground running right away.
Right.
So, you know, a few days, I guess it was, we arrived on Saturday, and on Monday we went early morning, I think it was 7 a.m., we took a bus 2 hours outside of the city of Beijing to the Great Wall,
ooh.
Which was incredible. I mean, we took, it's just, you're driving up in through the hills of Beijing, and you see, all of a sudden in the distance, you see the Great Wall kind of just, you know, tumbling over the mountains, which
wow.
is, it's amazing. And it was pretty foggy that day. It was hard to see, you know, as far as it was going, but it's beyond what you could ever even imagine. It's just, it's magical.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. It just holds a power over you when you're there on it and witnessing, you know, and just thinking about the history of it. So,
and you can go on it?
Yeah, I mean, we were walking on it. We walked about a mile on it. We took, to get up to the site where we were, we took like a chairlift, a gondola kind of ride up to it. And then after walking around back and forth on the wall, we took an actual toboggan ride down.
Oh, wow.
So one at a time, like individual toboggan slide, just as fast as you want to go through, you know, through the
mountain.
Was that cool? Yeah, it was insane. I had never done anything like that. It was great.
I can imagine. So what was the biggest difference between America and China, culture-wise, whatever you found the most fascinating?
Well, it was fascinating. I mean, if you want to talk about the reason why we were actually there, as, you know, being to infiltrate the sport of American football into their society, into their culture, it's fascinating, really, to see how much effort that is going to take, because they aren't familiar with it at all. I mean, we participated in media boot camps where, you know, we were actually showing, or people there from the NFL were there to show the media representatives exactly, you know, this is a ball, this is how you throw it, this is the helmet and the shoulder pads that the players wear on the field, and, you know, these are the plays, this is first down, second down, going through, I mean, the everything we take for granted that seemed to be very basic about the sport that we all just know so well is all brand new to them. So, you know, they have to teach the media so that the media can then, you know, broadcast it to to the general population.
And did they like what they were seeing, what they were learning? Were they interested?
They did. They seemed very interested. They were having a great time. You know, we just added an extra flair to each of those appearances because we would perform for them and, you know, go more into the aspect of NFL cheerleaders and what we bring to the table in terms of each, you know, individual organization with American football. So they were excited to see, you know, to see American women and to have us be performing and signing autographs and interviews. And,
I'm sure they loved you.
Yeah, it was a blast. They loved all of us. It was
so much fun. Did you guys bring any Chinese calendars?
We did have a few there, which was interesting for us to see, too, because we obviously are very familiar with our calendars here, and it was neat to see, you know, all the text and everything in Chinese. So we did distribute some of those and many of our posters and just really tried to shake hands and meet as many existing fans and then try and just promote the sport to gain new fans along the way.
Because I'm sure football is just a culture in itself, almost to say, and I'm sure as soon as they see what the big hype is, they'll want to join in too.
Right.
So it's almost like they're missing out on something.
Right, yeah, I think they are. And, you know, they've been involved for a little bit now with fantasy football, so they do a lot you know, online with that. And they are trying to, you know, start some pickup leagues and small little groups and organizations of American-style football there. But it'll take some time. I think that the NFL is on the right track, definitely, and, you know, with the Patriots and probably with other teams in the league, they'll be able to make several trips like we just did and, you know, really just promote the sport and get it out there and get a wide knowledge of it.
Right. Now, do you plan on going back?
I would love to. You know, it'd be great. I would love to go in both situations, whether it being on my own time, you know,
as
a tourist or, again, with the Patriots because, you know, it was, like I said, just very in the initial stages of what they'll be doing over the next few years. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And, you know, in 2009, if we have that game, that preseason game in Beijing against whatever team the Patriots play, you know, that would be awesome. And just to see how they get to that point over the next few years will be interesting.
Interesting, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, did you see a panda bear?
We did.
Now, I know we have some Chinese listeners, and it may not be fascinating to hear about panda bears, but I'm fascinated with panda bears. You know, when one's born here, it hits
it's a
the
big
news.
Deal.
It hits
oh,
the
yeah.
front page of the newspaper when a panda bear is born.
Absolutely.
So you saw a panda bear.
We did. Only half of us went to the Beijing Zoo one day, and the rest of the girls went and did some shopping. But, you know, those of us that went to the zoo saw pandas, and they were beautiful. Of course, they were all sleeping. It was the middle of the day. So, you know, we were trying to get them up and running around, but I don't think that's their nature anyway. So, but, I mean, the pandas and every other animal we saw was really cool. The zoo was very... it was really nice, and the cages weren't even really separated from the people, pedestrians walking around. So, I mean, the giraffes, we were literally holding big leaves up and, like, feeding
the
giraffes.
Awesome.
And, it was very interesting, different than what I've seen in the States.
Right. There's usually, like, a little bar or something.
Yeah, like
so
something
close
separating.
To the cage, yeah. What else is big animal over there? Do they have tigers or white
Yeah, they
tigers?
Had. I mean, they had all the animals that we have here in the zoos. I mean, I don't remember seeing anything that was new. You know,
right, that you've never seen before.
Right, right. We saw a very cool anteater that was kind of like trying to climb the cage wall and get out and come hang out with us. But, it was a good time. We just spent a few hours there one afternoon.
Did you meet a lot of good people?
The people that we met in China were absolutely incredible. I mean, they were so accommodating of what we needed and what, you know, our expectations were. They, you know, loved to meet us and loved to hear our stories.
That's
and
the general
pictures.
Public.
Yeah, I mean, just the fans and people that maybe even expected us to be there at a show or at an event, and then also just people that we met on the street. I mean, we would be out shopping or getting dinner one night in a mall, and, you know, a group of local kids would come by and just want to, like, give us high fives and hugs and,
that's awesome.
And take pictures. So it was really nice. We felt they were very warm and welcoming. Yeah, we felt at home. You know, they really, really were accepting of us and wanted to just hang out and get to know us and hear why we were there.
Right. So if you could go back for 30 seconds. Now, it's a 25-hour flight, and you can only go back for 30 seconds. Where would you go?
Do I get to bring anybody?
Me.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You can bring whoever you want. You bring your husband. I understand.
I'll bring you. I'll bring anybody. And I think the thing that people need to see is the Great Wall. It's just, it's incredible. It's something you must see before you die. It really is. I know people say that, and I had heard that growing up, but it really is. It's just magnificent. So I would definitely say that. But, yeah, in terms of our trip there and just the exposure that I think the sport, you know, American football has already gotten just within the last few months or
such
maybe
a short
year.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really expanding widely and very quickly. So I think it's going to be exciting to see how many fans we develop over the next, you know, few years and beyond that. So
did you learn any Chinese? Can you teach me anything?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, teach me something.
I don't even remember. Brianna, our Chinese representative, had taught us all just a few minimal sentences to get by. And just like,
now, Brianna is half Chinese and half Caucasian.
Yeah, I think, yeah, her mom is Caucasian, right?
Yes.
I believe so. So she, you know, it was funny because when we were out with her, she looks like a Chinese young woman. So she, yeah, if
that was
people
what you're
were,
looking
if people were, you know, bartering with us, trying to shop or anything like that, you know, they would immediately look to her and start speaking Chinese and expecting that she would know what they were talking about, which caught her off guard all the time. It was very funny. You had to be there. But, you know, she was always like, I don't know what you're saying. But people expected that she would. So that was funny. But
so do you think it was hard to adapt to the culture? If you were to, say you were to pack your bags and move over there, you think it'd be hard?
It would take a little while to adapt. I mean, there are just human, you know, mannerisms that people
are different.
That are different. You know, we may do things here that are unfamiliar to the Chinese and vice versa. So it would definitely take a little while, but I don't think it would be, you know, too long of a process or difficult of a process. I think it'd be eye-opening and a great learning experience for sure. You know, their culture has a lot to offer and, you know, could educate us on so many different levels that it would be great. I mean, Brianna is even talking about going to live with her aunt there next year.
For
just, I don't know, maybe a few months just to kind of submerge herself in the culture and really get as much as she can out of it. I think, you know, it'd be great to do that in every country of the world.
Oh, of course.
You know,
just to be just, worldly like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I think, you know, things are different, but definitely it's similar. It's funny to see how similar they operate in a lot of ways, you know, and then how different in other ways. But
now, what did you wear for the shows? Did you wear the uniform?
We wore our uniform a couple of times, and we also wore the new, the one-piece uniform that people love. We wore that the last night. We did a lot of promotions and media events and interviews in, like, their jerseys and shorts. And that's pretty much
it. So they were accepting of that?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a fairly conservative country, but They really liked our uniforms. You know, when we did break them out for our shows, they really were responsive to that.
Good. That's good. Did you meet anybody that stuck out in your mind over there?
You know, it was just interesting to meet the fans and people who, it really seemed every time we took a picture with somebody or signed an autograph, that it was the happiest day of their lives. So it felt good to know that maybe we made such an impact or that they were just really excited to see us. I don't really know. You know, maybe they were anticipating our arrival or maybe they just kind of happened to bump into us along the way. But it was everybody we met was so great. And, you know, the NFL representatives that traveled with us and really made our trip smooth as glass, you know, they were wonderful to work with. So, you know, we hope to maybe go back to China again and work with them again. So.
Right. If you want to check out any of the pictures from there, extraordinary trip, make sure you visit patriots.com/cheerleaders and you can see some pictures of that. You can also look under the fan zone portion of the website and see the actual Chinese website that's on patriots.com. Alright, well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Of course.
With all of us at Patriots Chit Chat.
Thanks for having me.
You'll have
me
to
again.
Come back and we'll actually talk about you and what's going on and all that stuff so that
anytime,
we can.
Anytime, I'd love to.
Great. So join us again next week for another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. And we'll get to know another cheerleader. Quinn will be joining us soon, I hope. Right, Quinn?
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.